It probably seemed silly, but Kira Davis had never been so excited about voicemail messages. And not just one, she had 6. Hopefully all of them in response to her job posting for an inn manager at her family's boutique hotel. After her longtime manager had to leave without warning 2 weeks ago, Kira had been pulling double duty, trying to run Red Rose Inn alone. She needed help, and fast. When her aunt hinted that she was looking to the younger members of the Davis clan to replace her when she retired, some of Kira's cousins felt that she shouldn't be considered. She hadn't grown up in Clover Creek and didn't know the people or the way the folks around here handled their businesses. That didn't stop Kira, though, and she'd just been given the keys to the Davis kingdom by her aunt at a retirement party 1.5 weeks ago. Grabbing her notepad and a pen to take down names and numbers, she opened her voicemail, a giddy feeling bubbling up inside her. But that fizzled out as soon as she heard the whiny voice of Mr. Kaufman from the HVAC company. She'd called him the day before when a few of the brand new thermostats he'd just installed had failed. Kira made a quick note to call him back and then hit delete, anxious to get to the next message. This one had to be someone responding to her job posting. Crap. The second message was from the fast-talking lawn care company salesman. She released a loud sigh of frustration, blowing her bangs up and away from her face. Delete, she said, pressing the button and shaking her head. Her stomach fluttered with nerves as she hit the pen against the table a few times, mentally preparing for the next message. She still had a chance for a home run. Message after message, Kira felt like someone had taken the wind out of her sails. The fear of failure was creeping up on her, and she hated it. Not one of the messages had anything to do with the job opening. Frustrated, she dropped her pen on the desk, pushing the pad further away from her. Once again, she'd jumped the gun without waiting to see what transpired.